The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
But it also reminded me of what should be the thought going into this and what you and I were having to, weirdly enough, argue against in the early part of the season when Vinny was off to a bit of a slow start, Gold, which is Vinny getting AL Player of the Week, hitting 350 or 360 or whatever it is since the beginning of May this year goes back to the same thing. The long-term play is not, well, then that eventually means they got first base figured out. If Jack Caglione is really good, let's figure out the rest. The long-term play is Jack Caglione and right and Vinny Pasquantino at first base makes for a formidable middle of the order lineup, especially when you consider that you got Bobby Wood Jr. at shortstop too. All that reminded me is, they got a lot of good future in the middle of their order if Jack Caglione pans out to be the kind of player he's capable of being. And Vinny, just in my opinion, further proving that for the second year in a row, he's staying incredibly healthy. Last year was a very weird one, but up to that point, he had played 98% of the games. I understand he still got hurt, so he's got to make it through this year to like give you the reassurance.
No, I'm with you.
But he's playing every day again, not minor injury stuff, and he's again hitting really well again.
Yeah, I'm not trying to downplay what he's done, but I think on June 10th to say he's healthy, he's playing healthy again. The issue, like, it's June 10th. I mean, we still have a long ways to go. I think it's a bit early to take the victory lap on him having a full season.
Every day again, and he's hitting again.
Yeah,
the bat is proving itself once again. I guess
for sure
a bigger part.
And it makes me wonder if he's now fully. I mean, this is a question we'd have to ask him. You know, we know he came back in September or October, I'm sorry, for an injury just because it was the playoffs, right? And he wanted to be out there and be in the lineup.
Yeah.
If it wasn't the playoffs, he probably doesn't come back. So who knows? Was that part of the reasoning off to a slow start? Was it adjustments in the offseason, or was it, hey, he still wasn't fully removed from
it? I have baseball?
No idea. Was it just baseball? So no, he's been as hot of a hitter as anybody in baseball the last 3 weeks or so.
Yeah.
No doubt about that. I'm just saying on the, hey, so he's healthy again. I think it's a bit early to take the, he's going to be a fully healthy all year thing. We said the same thing this point last year, and then he had a freak injury, unfortunately, with Urseg.
I would just say for two straight years, the shoulder thing was always the bigger concern for me because it would keep him out for like a week or 2 weeks or a couple of months or those things. He's in the lineup every day. And this goes back to the same thing. The health thing, Gold, would go back to the, like, if the Royals internally were talking about extensions or buying out arbitration years or all this other stuff, that's where you'd have to toe the line. But Cags, you got 6 or 7 years worth of control.
Sure.
Vinny, you still have years and years worth of control. And Bobby, you got locked up for a while. You got the middle of your order pretty well set, just as long as Jack Caglione is anywhere close to it. But yep. Vinny getting AL Player of the Week and the way he's hitting. He's actually hitting. He is above his career average, near his career on base percentage, like right at his career OPS, and he got off to a bad start in April. He's still making up all the difference. And so if you just need it, and we've talked about this before, last year was a big, like, prove it, Vinny, year, not just from a health thing, but like prove that you're an everyday big leaguer who hits like an everyday big leaguer. He did that and more, and he's off to that again this year after the slow start. Do you think he'd approve this shirt, or would he tell me not to wear it? What's your gut?
Knowing his personality, I think he'd think it's funny. Yeah.
Okay.
I think
you think
it's funny. I think he would think it's funny.
I have not sent it
to him. He might say you're out of your damn mind too, but I don't know. But I think he would think it's funny.
He might. Yeah, it might be that. He might say you're out of your damn mind.
I would say as far as him contract-wise, because of the control, I mean, this is the reality of, unfortunately, of if you
kinda
don't
hate this about
if
baseball,
you don't get called up when you're like 21 or 22 and you have to wait a little bit longer, they have enough control if they wanted to. They could ride this all. And by the way, from a business standpoint, they should. They have 3 more years of arbitration after this season. They can ride this all the way till he's 31 years old before they would actually have to pay him big money.
Now, he'll get a pay raise.
Oh, arbitration.
He won't
be
making $800,000 anymore.
No.
He'll based be making a couple
his,
mil.
Based on his production. I'm just saying, like, in terms of a extension, in terms of a brand new contract, they don't have to do that for 3+ years.
My guess is that an extension for him would look like, hey, see those 3 years of arbitration? We'll pay you about what we would expect, or we'll pay you right on pace of what you would expect to make in those 3 years if you continue hitting like a player like this. Why don't we tack on a couple of years? Let's get you to age 31, 32, and ride out a good chunk of your career here in Kansas City. That's what I think an extension would look like for Vinny Pasquantino. I've already made it very clear. I just don't think, as much trouble as the Royals had developing hitting and finding hitting for all these years, and even still at the beginning of this year, I continue to have questions about it. I'm not willing to give away players who can hit in the middle of my lineup under any circumstance. I love that he got AL Player of the Week, and it just further cements the. Oh, I'm not saying you are.
I'm not trying to be a hater or take money away from anybody. I'm just saying, from a royal sense,
you don't have to make.
They
a
don't
move,
have
yeah.
to do anything till 2029.
Technically,
I mean,
no.
they don't.
No, they have been willing to buy out these arbitration years before, so we'll see whether or not they're able to do that or willing to do that again. That's obviously part of what they did with the Vinny Pasquantino contract too. But
life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.